review of today's Parliament proceedings read by Renuka. First from the Lok Sabha. Writer is Achinta Borha of PTI. Lok Sabha could not function properly for the fourth consecutive day due to protests by the opposition on demand for withdrawal of the ongoing voter roll revision in Bihar and finally adjourned for the day shortly after 2 p.m. Proceedings of Lok Sabha have been repeatedly disrupted by the opposition ever since the monsoon session began on July the 21st, initially demanding a discussion on Operation Sindoor and then demanding withdrawal of the ongoing Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in Bihar, an exercise initiated by the Election Commission. When the House met at 11 a.m., several opposition members wanted to raise the issue of the revision of electoral rolls in Bihar and also shouted slogans. Some of them were in the well of the house displaying placards. Speaker Om Birla asked the protesting members to go back to their seats and assured that as per rules they will be given opportunities to raise issues. Mr. Birla repeatedly mentioned that sloganeering and display of placards is not in accordance with the dignity of the house and wondered what kind of message such actions will send out. One question was taken up before the proceedings were adjourned till 2 p.m. When the House reassembled at 2 p.m., Krishna Prasad Teneti, who was chairing the House, urged members to participate in a bill which seeks to provide seats for scheduled tribes in the Goa Legislative Assembly. Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal questioned the opposition for not allowing discussion on the bill which will benefit the scheduled tribe population of the state. As protest continued unabated, the proceedings were adjourned for the day. Minister of State for Civil Aviation, Muralidhar Mohol, informed Lok Sabha in a written reply today that five Indian Airlines reported 183 technical defects in their aircraft to the aviation regulator DGCA this year till July the 21st, including 85 by Air India Group. Indigo and Akasa Air reported 62 and 28 technical defects, respectively, while SpiceJet reported 8 defects, he said in a written reply. In 2024, the number of technical defects reported stood at 421, lower than 448 reported in 2023. He said all defects reported by the airline to the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, are required to be investigated for taking appropriate rectification action. The minister also said that the DGCA initiated punitive action against certain officials of Air India Express for the airline failing to comply with an airworthiness directive regarding engines installed on Airbus A320 aircraft. During a surveillance inspection of Air India Express by the DGCA, it was found that the airline had not complied with the EASA, European Union Aviation Safety Agency, airworthiness directives on the engines installed on the Airbus A320 aircraft. The DGCA has a structured surveillance and audit framework in place, including regular and periodic audits, spot checks, night surveillance and ramp inspection across all operators and maintenance organizations. It is the responsibility of the airline or operator to comply with the service bulletins or airworthiness directives issued by the state of design or state of manufacturer from the time to time to keep the aircraft safe to fly and in a continuous state of airworthiness, Mr. Mohol said. The minister also said Air India witnessed a minor increase in sick leaves reported by pilots across all its fleets in the aftermath of the June 12th Ahmedabad plane crash that killed 260 people last month. He said that the Directorate General of Civil Aviation's DGCA medical circular issued in February 2023 had advised airlines to have a separate, standalone and customized training capsule for the flight crew or ATCOs, that is air traffic controllers, to recognize and manage the adverse effect of mental health conditions. In another written reply, the minister said that at present there is no specific policy with the Civil Aviation Ministry related to compensation for damages suffered by civilians on the ground due to a plane crash. Minister of State for Jal Shakti, V. Somanna, informed Lok Sabha that water scarcity, difficult terrain and delays in state funding are among the key hurdles, slowing down the government's flagship Jal Jeevan Mission, JJM, that aims to provide tap water to every rural household. The deadline of Jal Jeevan Mission was extended from 2024 to 2028 in the last budget. In a written response, Somanna said several states have reported constraints such as lack of dependable water sources in drought-prone and desert regions, groundwater contamination, scattered scattered rural habitations, and delays in obtaining statutory clearances. Rising construction costs and limited technical capacity at the local level have further impacted the pace of implementation, he said. Some states have also failed to release their matching share of funds on time, leading to bottlenecks in ongoing projects. To overcome these issues, Somana said the center has launched initiatives like the Nal Jal Mitra program to train skilled local workers and set up state and district program management units to strengthen execution capacity. He said that the government is also promoting source sustainability through rainwater harvesting, borewell recharge structures, greywater reuse and rejuvenation of water bodies in convergence with schemes such as MNREG's watershed programs and finance commission grants. Union Minister of State for Housing and Urban Affairs, Thokhan Sahu, said in Lok Sabha that the first three buildings of the Common Central Secretariat are nearing completion and the project will be completed by September. These buildings are being constructed as part of the government's ambitious Central Vista redevelopment plan and will house various ministry offices. In total, 10 buildings will be constructed under the Common Central Secretariat. Three other buildings are currently under construction and are expected to be completed by next year. According to the plan, the North and South blocks, century-old heritage structures on the Raisina Hills that house several ministries including Home, Finances, Defence and MEA, will undergo a major makeover to pave the way for a grand museum. In the first three buildings, offices of Home and other ministries will shift there. Earlier this year, the CPWD floated a tender for the makeover of the North Block at an estimated cost of 338 crore rupees. The South Block will also go through a similar repair and restoration work in the second phase. The twin Central Secretariat buildings on the Raisina Hills, the nerve center of the government, will be transformed into Yuga Yugin Bharat National Museum, a world-class cultural institution. The minister said that under the Central Vista redevelopment plan, the projects of the new Parliament building, Vice President Enclave and redevelopment of Kartavyapath have been completed. And now a review of proceedings in the Rajya Sabha. Writer is Kumar Rahul of PTI. Proceedings of the Rajya Sabha were adjourned today amid continued uproar and protests from the opposition members on the fourth day of the current monsoon session. This is the fourth consecutive day of the session when the House has been adjourned without any legislative work as the opposition members continued their protest and repeatedly disrupted proceedings, demanding a discussion on the issue of special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. The upper house saw its first adjournment after it met at 11 a.m., soon after it bid farewell to six retiring members. The opposition members created uproar following rejection of their adjournment notices, demanding discussion on various issues, including the special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. Opposition MPs started protesting against the Deputy Chairman Harivansh's decision to decline 30 notices under Rule 267, demanding discussion on the revision of electoral rolls in Bihar, alleged discrimination against migrant workers from Bengal in other states, the resignation of Vice President of India Jagdeep Dhankar, and increasing instances of cyber fraud. Amid uproar, the proceedings were adjourned till 2 p.m. Later, when the House reassembled post-lunch, opposition members continued their protest, raising slogans, demanding the withdrawal of the special intensive revision exercise in Bihar. At 2 p.m., the carriage of goods by Sea Bill 2025 was taken up for discussion, and AIADMK MP M. Thambidurai, who could not complete his speech on the bill yesterday amid protests, was asked to continue by Bhubaneswar Kalita, who was presiding the House. Opposition MPs, meanwhile, continued their protest demanding that the special intensive revision exercise in Bihar to be stopped. After Thambidurai, Ayodhyarami Reddy of YSRCP started speaking on the bill. However, the protests continued and opposition MPs came close to the member's seat and raised slogans. Amid the din, the chair adjourned the House for the day. Earlier in the day, during the 0 hour, the chair had announced its decision to decline the 30 notices, resulting in a small protest. However, Deputy Chairman Harivansh convinced the protesting opposition members to allow the House to bid farewell to the six retiring members. After this, Rajya Sabha bid farewell to six members from Tamil Nadu, M. Mohammed Abdullah, P. Wilson, and M. Shanmugam from DMK, N. Chandrasekaran from AIADMK, Anbamani Ramadas from PMK, and Vaiko from MDMK, whose terms end on Thursday. One of the retiring members, P. Wilson of DMK, has been re-elected to the Rajya Sabha. Deputy Chairman Harivansh, Leader of the House J.P. Nadda, and several senior MPs across political parties spoke about the contribution of the retiring members to public discourse and strengthening democratic traditions. Mr. Harivansh said each one of these retiring members has contributed meaningfully to the deliberations of the House, bringing with them diverse experiences, perspectives, and a deep sense of commitment to public service and democratic value. He expressed confidence that the leader, who had devoted entire life to the service of the people, will continue to work for them. On behalf of the House, the Deputy Chairman wished them good health, happiness, and continued success in their future endeavours. Union Minister and Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, said the retiring members during their tenure provided valuable insights on different aspects, including policy, legal, and social issues, and thus enriched the House. The farewell speeches continued even during the question hour. However, when the speeches were over at around 12:30 p.m., the opposition again started the protest, forcing the chair to adjourn the proceedings till 2 p.m. Earlier in the day, Ujjwal Diarao Nikam, nominated, took oath as member of the House. A total of 371 posts of judges are vacant in various high courts across the country, and high court collegiums have not sent any recommendation yet for more than 50% of these vacancies. The House was informed today. The government lamented that while the high courts are required to make recommendations at least 6 months before the occurrence of a vacancy, this time limit is rarely observed. In a written reply to a question, Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said that as on July the 18th, against the sanctioned strength of 1,122 judges, 751 are working. Against these vacancies, 178 proposals for appointment are at various stages of processing between the government and the Supreme Court Collegium, Mr. Meghwal said. The recommendations against 193 vacancies are yet to be received from the High Court collegians, the minister said. The government today informed the upper house that number of employed people in the country rose to 64.33 crore in 2023-24 from 47.5 crore in 2017-18. Minister of State for Labour and Employment Shobha Karandlaje, in a written reply, informed Rajya Sabha that as per the latest annual periodic labour force survey reports, the estimated female worker population ratio for persons of 15 years of age and above during 2019-20, 2020-21, 21-22, 22-23 and 23-24 was 28.7%, 31.4%, 31.7%, 35.9% and 40.3% respectively. Minister of State for Education Jayant Chaudhary, in a written reply, said over 12,000 teacher posts are lying vacant in Kendriya Vidyalayas and Navodaya Vidyalayas across the country. The vacancies in teacher posts in Kendriya Vidyalaya Sangathan and Navodaya Vidyalaya Samiti arise due to various reasons such as the opening of new Kendriya Vidyalayas and Navodaya Vidyalayas, retirement, resignation, promotion, transfer, employees proceeding online to other departments and upgradation of schools, Mr. Chaudhary said. The minister said that filling up of these vacancies is a continuous process and necessary steps are being taken in accordance with the relevant recruitment rules. There are 143 vacancies in Group A academic posts in the National Council of Educational Research and Training. The process of filling up these vacancies is underway. Moreover, there are 60 vacancies in the National Council for Teacher Education as the date, he added. Union Minister of State for Personnel, Dr. Jitendra Singh, informed Rajya Sabha that service rules allow 30 days leave to central government employees, which can be availed for any personal reason, including that of taking care of elderly parents. The minister was asked whether there is any provision for government employees to avail leave to take care of the elderly parents. In another written reply, Dr. Jitendra Singh said, the three types of small modulator reactors, 200 MW electrical Bharat small modulator reactor, 55 MW electrical SMR and 5 MW thermal high temperature gas cooled reactor for the production of hydrogen are being designed and developed indigenously. And with that, we end the parliamentary review.